And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The authoritarian slide in Canada continues as Prime Minister Mark Carney dismissed concerns over Bill C-18, which is the censorship law blocking news sharing on Facebook and Instagram, even during emergencies like wildfires. When a reporter questioned whether Canadians should be able to access news on social media platforms during a crisis, Carney's solution was breathtaking. Just trust the CBC. Speaking of the generosity of Canadian taxpayers, the government is now offering LGBT-identifying refugees 12 months of income support. Apparently, regular Canadians waiting endlessly for vaccine injury compensation aren't the priority. The program encourages LGBT activists worldwide to move to Canada with taxpayer-funded initiatives while actual Canadians struggle to access basic health care. And the institutional retreat from gender ideology accelerates as yet another Chicago hospital bowed to reality. The University of Illinois joined three other facilities in suspending so-called gender-affirming surgeries on minors under the age of 18, following the president's executive order, which cuts federal funding to institutions that mutilate children. It's funny how quickly these diversity bureaucracies become expendable when the funding spigot turns off. Now, the war on parental rights reached new depths in Virginia, where Fairfax County school officials allegedly used taxpayer funds to secretly transport two pregnant teens to an abortion clinic. A principal and social worker reportedly bypassed parents entirely, with one girl sworn to secrecy before her abortion and another told that killing her baby was her only choice. She fled the clinic instead. The assault on parental authority has gone global as the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child reportedly prepares to demand access to safe abortion services for adolescent girls under the guise of children's rights. Argentina rightfully objected that the proposal exceeds the committee's mandate and threatens parental authority. It's worth remembering that the same UN that obsesses over teenage abortion access routinely ignores actual human rights violations from China, Saudi Arabia, and Venezuela. Apparently, the right to kill unborn children ranks higher than freedom from persecution. And in lighter news, the FDA reminded us why we need the Department of Government Efficiency by recalling 64,000 pounds of butter, because the label failed to mention it contains milk. Yeah, butter. It's made from milk. I mean, this revelation apparently warranted their second highest health warning, because somewhere in America, people with milk allergies might mistake this dairy product for what exactly? The response from the internet was appropriately merciless, and rightfully so. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. You can't make this stuff up. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.